The seeds of the discontent that blossomed into the political maelstrom of the 2010s and beyond were sown long before Donald Trump descended his golden escalator. The narrative of a fracturing America, one riven by economic anxiety and social division, is not a sudden eruption but a slow, insidious burn, fueled by decades of economic shifts and societal transformations. To understand the rise of populism and the subsequent assault on democratic norms, we must delve into the underlying anxieties that permeated American society in the years leading up to 2016. Globalization, that often celebrated engine of economic growth, became a scapegoat for the anxieties of many working-class Americans. The relentless march of manufacturing jobs overseas, facilitated by trade agreements like NAFTA, left entire communities economically devastated. Towns, once humming with the sounds of factories, fell silent, leaving behind a legacy of unemployment, poverty, and a profound sense of betrayal. The promise of a rising tide lifting all boats had failed to materialize for a significant portion of the population, fueling resentment towards both the political establishment and the perceived beneficiaries of globalization, the wealthy elite. Automation, another powerful force reshaping the American economy, exacerbated this sense of precarity. Technological advancements, while improving productivity and efficiency, also led to job displacement in sectors ranging from manufacturing to transportation. The skills gap widened, leaving many workers unprepared for the demands of the new economy. Retraining programs, often inadequate and underfunded, failed to bridge the chasm, leaving workers feeling stranded and forgotten in the face of relentless technological progress. The American dream, that enduring myth of upward mobility, began to feel increasingly elusive for many. Declining social mobility, a stark contrast to the narratives of previous generations, added to the sense of disenfranchisement. The widening gap between the wealthiest Americans and the working class became increasingly stark, fueling a sense of injustice and resentment. Data clearly revealed the stagnation of wages for the majority, while the wealth of the top 1% soared, illustrating a system that seemed to benefit a select few at the expense of the many. This economic anxiety was further amplified by a growing sense of cultural division. The rise of identity politics, while empowering marginalized groups, also contributed to a sense of polarization. The political discourse became increasingly tribal, with little room for compromise or common ground. The media landscape, already fragmented, became even more polarized, with news sources catering to specific ideological viewpoints and reinforcing pre-existing biases. Echo chambers proliferated, limiting exposure to alternative perspectives and exacerbating the sense of division. Demographic shifts within the electorate further complicated the situation. The growing influence of minority groups challenged the traditional power structures, leading to anxieties among those who felt their dominance threatened. This anxiety, often unspoken but palpable, fueled the rise of nativist and anti-immigrant sentiments, further contributing to the toxic brew of political extremism. The changing demographics highlighted the struggle to find a unifying national identity in a nation undergoing rapid transformations. The changing media landscape played a pivotal role in shaping public perception and fueling this polarization. The rise of cable news, talk radio, and social media created an environment where misinformation and disinformation could proliferate unchecked. Sensationalism and outrage became the currency of the media, prioritizing captivating narratives over factual accuracy. The 24-hour news cycle, constantly churning out breaking developments, often lacked the context and nuance needed for informed public discourse, leaving citizens vulnerable to manipulative narratives. Social media, in particular, proved to be a potent weapon in the hands of populist leaders. Platforms like Facebook and Twitter allowed them to bypass traditional media gatekeepers and communicate directly with their base. The algorithms that governed these platforms amplified extremist views, creating echo chambers that reinforced pre-existing biases and fueled radicalization. The spread of misinformation and conspiracy theories further exacerbated social division, making it increasingly difficult to discern fact from fiction.